Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden here at the end of November.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Great time and lots of turkey and had a great time and ready to get ready for Christmas.
There we go. I know.
We're brought to you by...
Well, it's a show. It's Chuck and Julie Show. You can catch all of our podcasts, if anything you miss, at chuckandjulie.com, also at BBS Radio. The show brought to you by happytrees.co, Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Chinese Medicine and Acupuncture, and Denver Synergenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. Today, I want to talk about, and I'm going to kudos to Matt Dunn, Backbone Radio, 710 Kenyos's Matt Dunn. I'm stealing the term from him, a PSYOPS survival skills. And I'm going to use a Kanye West, slash Donald Trump thing as a perfect example. But I wanted to talk about this, and because there is so much going on around this. And when we've got Apple now threatening to ban Twitter from its apps, and from Tesla cars. I mean, it's ridiculous. And yet it's not ridiculous. It's scary. But I wanted to give you guys some survival skills on how to beat back and defend yourself against the PSYOPs. And what I'm talking about is I know that, you know, Chuck is right when you say the media was always biased. But yeah. I think having been in it, the news media I'm talking about, there was at least an effort, I think, on the part of myself, certainly, and most of the reporters that I knew, and even the news directors for most of my career until the end, which is why I got out, but to be somewhat, to present both sides, right? And to be aware that you had biases.
Present both sides, because I remember the first time I got covered extensively by the press was when we ran the election in 98.
In Glendale.
And the idea of presenting both sides was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Denver Post reporter would call you up and give you a litany of allegations, which you had 30 seconds to reply back. And they would put that at the very end of the article because people seldom got to the end of the article. So if you thought they weren't biased, you knew exactly how biased they were. They may have thought they were being unbiased because they were putting on whatever they thought was the right side. But
okay, well, and I don't want to get into a giant argument about that, but I will just say, and I think there was a time when a lot of people sort of thought that the news media kind of tried to present both
sides.
And
they didn't. They never did. And they always did against
Republicans. Okay, that aside, Chuck, because I know I did. Okay. And I know the reporters I worked with did.
I know the reporters. I own a newspaper and I know how biased the natural one is. But it's different than today.
Chuck, take some audio. You're hijacking.
Well, because it needs to be hijacked. It's ridiculous.
But what has happened anymore, I think there was an honest effort or sincere effort to provide information, right? But anymore, I think it's clear, whatever the history, that the news media, the corrupt news media, the corporate news media exists anymore, not to provide information, but to indoctrinate. And then if you don't follow the indoctrination, they exist then to crush any kind of dissent and questioning.
They no longer care whether you think they're biased or
right.
not. They're happy to tell you how biased they are and sort of demand that you go along with them.
Openly demand that you go along with it. And what they do, and I'm going to give you some examples, here's survival tip number one. A red flag is anytime you start hearing terms all over the place, like election denier, right? Like threat to democracy, like white nationalists, all of this stuff. These are terms like, you know, debunk conspiracy theories, like the Hunter laptop thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, anytime you start hearing terms like that and you hear it across the board in the media, and we've all seen examples of that, right? You see it in one place. It's almost like this memo goes out, and that's all.
I'm sure some sense that a memo does
go out. I think they do get memos,
but they all say, hey, that's a great way, election deniers. Yeah, they right. sound like Holocaust deniers. Perfect.
These are terms that actually, when you look into them, don't mean anything, right? I mean, the media makes them up, and then they throw them at us. They shove them down your throat, and if you do anything to question any portion of their narrative, whether it's about Hunter Biden's laptop, whether it's COVID, whether it's the Russia hoax, whether it's anything Trump says or does. I mean, if you question any of it, whether pedophilia should be a sympathetic kind of thing, right? If you question any of that, then you become
gender affirming care for child sexual mutilation.
Exactly. I mean, they come up with these terms that are meaningless. They shove them down your throats, and then you're supposed to buy along with it. So anytime you hear a term like that, that they're all throwing around, and you're like, what does that mean? You know, right there, that's your first flag. That's probably not true. And it's an attempt to shape a narrative. And I want to play this. This is for the folks who are just listening, what this is going to be. It's a montage. And some of it, they combine the audio. So the audio sounds kind of funny, but it's all these news organizations. And these are mostly local news organizations too. These aren't even national ones, all saying the same thing. Samus, if we could please play the media montage.
San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about troubled government plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Now, as we've talked about before on the show, one of the reasons they talk about danger to our democracy is they want to start to criminalize it, right? This is all going to fall under domestic terrorism, things like that, right? But that aside, like I said, this is your survival skills. So when you hear all of them saying the exact same thing right now, you know that what they're pushing is a fake narrative. They're going to call everything else fake narrative. Right. It's a fake. They're going to call everything else is fake. Anything they don't like is fake news and disinformation. And I want to use the Kanye West example. The Donald Trump. So, I mean, it's all over the place now, too. And even stupid Susan Collins is denouncing Trump for having dinner with Nick Fuentes. So last week sometime, or recently, I guess, Kanye West, who we all know is crazy, goes to Mar-a-Lago to have dinner with Trump. And he brings along with another guy that Trump says he didn't know, had not invited, Nick Fuentes. Now, I'd frankly never heard of Nick Fuentes either. And it turns out that Nick Fuentes, oh my God, is anti-Semitic. He's a white nationalist, la, 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 la. And Trump is being denounced and roundly roasted all over the place for doing that. And here's where the trick is, because when I first heard this, my immediate thought was, well, Trump should have been smarter than to do that, right? And then I'm like, no, Julie, you're falling for the psyop. Here's what we got to learn to do and condition ourselves to do, guys. We got to take a look at that and stop. And realize immediately, whenever you hear these terms, that your buttons are being pushed, okay? And the whole idea is so that you don't see the truth. So that's kind of deconstruct this. Because number one, we know Kanye West is probably a crazy musician, right?
Very bright, crazy musician.
A very bright, very rich. I mean, Madonna is crazy, Bette Midler is crazy, Cher is crazy. Nothing wrong with being crazy unless you're Kanye West. Now, why do they hate Kanye West? Because Kanye West is an African-American man who likes Donald Trump.
Got to prevent that.
That is not part of their narrative because Donald Trump's a racist, right? How can he be a racist?
And a Semite, and he's proven that by having his daughter marry a Jewish guy and convert to Judaism. That is a Homer of an anti-Semitic.
So that's, yeah, exactly. So the whole thing is crazy. I hate Kanye West. Kanye West goes there. But again, the psyop, I found myself falling into it too, thinking, well, Donald Trump should have vetted that. And I'm like, no. Because number one, if it hadn't been Kanye West, it would have been something else. It would have been like he had, you know, turkey.
He tweeted something.
Yeah. I mean, they would have attacked him for something. But let's take a look at what actually is going on here. So Kanye West, we now know we have to hate because he's anti-Semitic. So what actually, because I did some research and like, what actually did Kanye West say that's so anti-Semitic? He said in one interview, the Jewish community, especially in the music industry, they'll take us, meaning African Americans, and milk us until we die. Okay. Then he said, reference something, a Jewish underground media mafia. And then he said, every celebrity has Jewish people in their contract. Now, I don't know. I'm going to play you another African American guy who everybody still likes.
Yeah.
Everybody who still likes, and you compare what Kanye West said. Every celebrity has Jewish people in their contract to what Louis Farrakhan said in 2015. If we could please play the Farrakhan soundbite.
I'm talking about the wicked ones in the Jewish community that run America, run the government, run the world, own the banks, own the means of communication. They are my enemies. But as sure as I'm alive, my enemies will be made my footstool. And so will yours.
That seems vaguely threatening, doesn't it? Okay, so now Louis Farrakhan could say that, then go and have his picture taken with then-Senator, actually, this was previously Barack Obama. He can go to Aretha Franklin's funeral service in 2018, sit next to Bill Clinton, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. That's all okay. He appears and does speeches all over. Nobody is saying, you know, that he needs to be condemned and crushed. No one's trying to destroy his livelihood and his business. So what is it about Kanye West? It is because Kanye West likes Donald Trump and because Kanye West does not submit to their narrative.
The statements are not vaguely, they're anti-Jewish. They're anti-Semitic, I suppose you could call them that. But compared to people like Louis Farrakhan, who's called Jewish people termites,
right,
and other things, and they go, oh, that's okay, that's just right. Lewis.
And here's exactly, and here's the thing, and I want us to dig behind even deeper than
I just want to be so, you know, I went to Vanderbilt University, you know,
example, right.
So Vanderbilt's assistant coach, a black guy, sent out a tweet supporting
Kanye West,
and he was forced to publicly apologize. He was brought down, and so he was supposedly not supposed to coach in the next football game because they demanded it. The head of the athletic department sat him down. I mean, he just went under incredible one for just tweeting out support for Kanye West.
Right. Now, if he had tweeted out support for Louis Farrakhan, nothing would have happened. That would have been okay. And see, here's the thing, because what they are trying to do, and they're establishment Republicans in on this too, right, is they are trying to crush populism. And in order, and that's why they hate Trump. They don't hate Trump because he does mean tweets. They don't hate Trump because he had gas prices lower and the economy was booming. They hate Trump because he was a voice for the people, for the populist
movement. Well, he was stopping the globalist agenda of transferring all the wealth to China while screwing the middle class Americans all over the place.
Exactly. That's why the World Economic Forum, the rich people, the corporate people, that's why they hate the populist movement, is because it gets, I mean, the guy who's backing DeSantis, Ken Griffin, from Citadel Hedge Fund, mm-hmm. said flat out, we need to eliminate the populist vein in the Republican Party and restore it to its corporate roots, essentially.
Right. And Paul Ryan has really said the same thing.
That's why they hate people like Donald Trump. That's why they hate anyone who supports Donald Trump like us. That's why they hate Kanye West. And that's why they go on this never-ending psyops that we have to develop the survival skills for. So again, so you look at the whole Kanye West thing. So And this is a big deal. They're trying to make it a big deal. Hopefully people are like, that's just stupid. Because so this Nick Fuentes is apparently a white nationalist. Now, I'm going to say to you, what exactly is a white nationalist? I mean, if you're right, what is a white nationalist, right?
Well, I know what traditionally was, and where they stopped it from, is that the Boer republics in South Africa wanted to have white-only states, breaking away from Nelson Mandela and everyone else. They wanted to have their white nationalists. They wanted to have these super states that just included whites. Well, how many people are those in the United States?
Did you think that's what these morons on Twitter are referencing? Well, you know, that whole South African movement, that was bad. That was wrong, right? No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just a term they make up to throw out there. And all you know is that it's bad, right? Trump had dinner with a white nationalist. So we need to stop and ask ourselves, exactly what is a white nationalist? Then you need to ask yourself, because the implication is that there's some degree of racism there, right? And this Nick Fuentes guy is racist, therefore Trump, even having him in his house, must mean Trump is racist and must be crushed. But let's look at it. So who does he go to this dinner with, Nick Fuentes? His BFF, Kanye West, who's Black. So by definition, it can't be racism, right?
Well, and he's always can be racism. It's always racism.
I mean, against Asians? I mean, I'm not so sure what the white nationalist is about. But right there, so you got to step and think. And that's, like I said, I caught myself thinking Trump should have done better. I'm like, no, Kanye West didn't do anything wrong. He irritated some people by making comments about the Jewish people. He says controlling things in Hollywood, which other people have said is also the case and have partially, also partially the case and have been, you know, tried to drive them out too. One of them, Dave Chappelle, another comedian who was also African American, and you said this Clemson coach stood up, but he was immediately hammered down. So what you have to do is you have to figure out, okay, what when you see these terms right there, you know it's a psyop. Right, no, right there, you know there is no truth to it. And the way you can fight against it is you have to stop and think and say, wait, what's the truth? How can Nick Fuentes be a white nationalist if he's showing up there with an anti-Semitic Black guy? How can Trump be anti-Semitic when he's got family members? His daughter and her family are Jewish. Right. And so
and his grandkids are being brought up in the Jewish faith.
Right. And so you're like, wait a minute, it's all just stupid and it's all just false and it's all just fake news. And then what they do, and this is the other tricky thing, they say GOP leaders, this is in Politico, silent
and
Trump having dinner with a white nationalist. Right. Now, keep in mind, Nick Fuentes denies being a white nationalist, even though no one is actually really sure what a white nationalist is. Kanye West, I'm pretty sure, says he's not a white nationalist. And so who exactly, I mean, they just make this up and then they throw it at you. And then all of a sudden you have the establishment GOP, the swamp creatures like Susan Collins say, Trump should never have, you should apologize for having dinner with a white nationalist. And all of a sudden everybody's reporting this and you got to go back to, but he's not a white nationalist in the first place, in part because there's no such thing as a white nationalist. It's just a term.
Well, or maybe somebody wants to set up a separate white nation in the country. But who would that be? I don't know. But maybe there's somebody out there.
It probably isn't Nick Fuentes.
Probably not, because he wants an Hispanic country or something.
Right, and it's certainly not Kanye West.
Well, no, I wouldn't think he'd want to.
I don't, you know, I mean, he just wants more shoe deals and music deals. So but they get to repeating this. And then pretty soon you see in the Denver Post, the stuff like election deniers. So you have to, and it's hard because it's just all around you, right? And then if you try to speak out, they do what they did to the Clemson coach. If you try to say, well, wait,
Vanderbilt.
They do what they did to him. That's when the media then first they try to indoctrinate you, right? Trump had dinner with a white nationalist and must be crushed. And if you speak up and say, well, wait a minute, I don't think Kanye West is a white nationalist, you know? And there have been plenty of other people who have said way worse things about the Jewish community. And no one, you know, they
as
can still have dinner.
They're all happy.
Yeah, they can still have dinner with people.
You know,
they crush you, right? I mean, that they have to destroy you because they cannot take any kind of dissent or any kind of questioning.
No, because you can't have people think for themselves. That's ridiculous.
And that's another reason why. And you guys,
it's a threat to our democracy.
It's a threat to our democracy. And I want to say, feel free at this point, because we got no guests today. It's all just all of us. I'll read the comments on Zoom. Feel free to open your mic up and talk if you want to.
You can wave your hand. Tell them how, Julie.
Well, if you want to wave your hand, you go down to the bottom of the screen to where it says reaction.
Second from the far right.
It's a little smiley face. You click on that and it waves your hand. Because sometimes I can't figure out how to do it. You can also just talk. Like I said, we're all family here. Or if you want to call in, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008.
Oh, my gosh. Are these all these hands?
No, those are microphones. Chuck doesn't have his glasses on. Yeah. This is from Sandra. Absolutely, Julie. They hate the middle class, homeowning, work their asses off, less government control conservatives. They do, because we're getting in the way of their new liberal world order, right? We don't want to eat bugs. We actually like owning a home. We want to be able to send our kids to the school of our choice. We want to let our kids, you know, decide their gender at an appropriate age, right? And all of these common sense things. We think pedophilia is bad. We don't think that pedophilia should be used and children should be used in ads with the kind of things that some of these companies are doing now. I mean, you can go back even, frankly, to some of the Calvin Klein ads that were pretty inappropriate as well. But the whole thing is they do hate us because we're in the way of their financial goals, I guess, their financial vision of enriching themselves, and the populist movement gets in the way. And the media is the most corrupt part of it, because they all chime in together. They say the same thing. I remember there was a time when I was in the media that if you were using a word that everybody else was using, the news director would get on your case and say, come up with a different word. Yeah, I mean, let's have some creativity here, some originality. We're not just parrots, right? Mm-hmm. But anymore, they are parrots, and they're the indoctrination arm of this new liberal world order.
Well, look at the press locally. I mean, you've got the left-wing Denver Post. Then you've got the left-wing Anschutz Real Clear Politics, which is clearly all Denver Post past editors. And it's always anti-grassroots, always, you know, you've got to love the establishment corporate Republicans,
right?
You know, KBB and all that are just wonderful, and Ron Frank.
They all hate Donald Trump. You notice they're all over. Everybody hates Donald Trump again, right? Yeah.
Breitbart hates Trump. Washington Examiner, which is owned by Phil Anschutz.
New York Post hates Trump.
Trump, Murdoch's. Washington Free Beacon, owned by Singer, hates Trump. I mean, it's all.
And here's the thing. It's like Trump says, they don't actually hate Trump. They hate us, right? And as Trump says, he's just standing in between them. And so that's why they launched these PSYOPs. And it's going to go on. I mean, we saw it with COVID, right? Where, you know, you're killing grandparents if you don't wear a mask. All of this stuff, it turns out to be not true. And you wonder, how can they not ever acknowledge that they were wrong? And why don't they ever check? I mean, they call us misinformation and they're the misinformation. They don't care that it's not true. That's a thing. That's what makes it a PSYOP, right? It's not a mistake. It's a planned agenda. They're never going to apologize. They'll pivot on a dime to the next thing. They don't care if you would ask one of them, what's a white nationalist? What's an election denier, right? Any of the terms that they throw out all over the place, right? A debunked conspiracy theory. They just say it and it's not true at all. And so you have to learn. I think that's our biggest thing is anytime you hear that kind of stuff, just stop for a second and think. And anytime you catch yourself somewhat even agreeing with them, you stop and catch yourself and maybe you should agree with them. But I think it's important that we stop and say, okay, wait, let's use our brains on this. And let's kind of dissect and analyze what's going on here. And
so where can you get news that is quote unquote trusted?
Chuck and Julie Show.
Chuck and Julie Show. In Colorado, there is no source for it, really. I mean, you know, it's either right-wing leftism, which is Anschutz corporatism, or it's left-wing, which is the Denver Post. I mean, things like 710, when we were there, you know, at least presented somewhat conservative views for a lot of them. Now it's all rhinos. It's just rhino after rhino after rhino, and they've driven the only two people who are not just driven to the rhino crowd late Saturday and late Sunday afternoons. I mean, you know, we've got Randy and we've got
Matt Dunn,
and that's it. That is it. Right. And you can see Kim Ransom is some pretty good stuff. I like her a lot, but I think she pays for her own program.
KLZ.
KLZ.
Well, I mean, there are some places out there, but you're right. You've got the Joe Altman and the Conservative Daily. There are places like that too. But look at how hard they attack those places, right? Look what they do to Joe Altman. Look what they've done to Ash in America. People like that, you know, Sharona Bishop, Tina Peters, anybody who speaks out. And again, they use these terms and they throw them out.
Sandra says Kim Munson does pay for her own show. And
not Ransom, good. Kim Munson.
Munson, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is very good. It is very good.
I recommend it.
I think she has sponsors. I don't.
Yeah, but she got the sponsors. They didn't.
Right, exactly.
She brought them in and that allows her to pay they the radio station for the time.
Do it in insidious ways to the local media anymore. I mean, even weather forecasts now, they always kind of work in somehow climate change. If it snows late, it's climate change. If it snows early, it's climate change. If it snows right on time, it's climate change. Now the Denver Post and is it the Colorado Sun are doing this whole fear mongering, saying Colorado insurance companies may leave Colorado because of forest fire danger. I'm like, no, they're not. I mean, it's like if you live in the forest, maybe if you live in the red zone, right? But I think that your average homeowner's insurance, they may not insure those people, right? Just like some people who live along the beach in Florida have a hard time getting insurance. But they're trying to say you persons living in Westminster suburb, you know, may not be able to get homeowner's insurance because of forest fires. And what's the cause of forest fires? Well, climate change. Climate change means you're not going to get
insurance.
And that's
a threat to our democracy.
You look at Marshall Zellinger from Channel 9. Uh-huh. This was bizarre.
He
used to be a good reporter, I always thought.
Yeah, me too.
But he was commenting on, in an election year in Denver where the outgoing mayor is term limited, as Hancock is, traditionally, everybody and their mother and their cousin starts out running for mayor. Right. I mean, everybody. I mean, I think because it's like, hey, we all have an equal shot. Right. And there's about a million people running now. Some of them women, some of them minorities. We got what Lisa Calderon, who's literally a communist. You've got Kelly Bruff, who's a former chamber president. Right. Mm-hmm. A whole range. Well, Marshall Zellinger, a couple of white men entered the race, and he said that that made him feel uncomfy because he said, why should white men, we've got all these other people who feel they're qualified. It's wrong for white men to enter the race because that implies the other people aren't qualified. And it's like, what? And then the Colorado Peak Politics, I got to give it to them. They were kind of funny. He said, oh, well, Marshall, maybe then you shouldn't be able to be on the news and we could let your minority co-workers, they should be on the news because you're a white guy. So are you insinuating by you doing the reporting that they're not qualified?
That's anti-Semitic when they said
that. But that's, I think, I mean, that's the twisted reasoning. And you know, there are people who are out there who'll be going, and you're some poor white guy wanting to run for mayor as along with everybody else in the universe. And all of a sudden now you're a racist, you're a white nationalist simply because you want to run for mayor of Denver along with everybody else, right?
You can't allow that.
No, we can't have all that. But that's like one of the main leading local news organizations. That's the reporter's position, that it makes him uncomfy that white men would want to run for mayor of, and I guess it would apply to any position, right? So if any position has a woman or a minority in it, if you're a white guy running, you're a white nationalist.
Well, and obviously Marshall Zellinger is a white nationalist.
Well, otherwise he would quit and he would let his minority co-workers take you all the work too.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, Sandra says Pueblo Chieftain is just as bad.
Oh,
and Donna said you can friend the Facebook page of Polis to catch the latest. Oh, that's kind of funny. Heard the comment topic. Thank you, Dr. Donna. Took my gloves off to comment. Killing granny. Exactly. You're killing granny without the mask. But anyway, so that's, you know, just the survival skill again. It's.
Well, here's what I suggest. There is no trusted source for news. What you've got to do is understand what are the two sides of the debate and decide which one you think is closer to what you believe. And the one place to do that is Real Clear Politics. They've got Real Clear Politics, they've got Real Science, they've got Real Clear everything. And you can spend an afternoon or a day on it.
Right.
But they do a great job of giving you one article saying Trump is an anti-Semite, and then the other one saying Donald Trump is the farthest thing from anti-Semite. You read them both, and you know, you don't have to depend on somebody else telling you what the right thing is. You're not depending upon a trusted news source to tell you, gee, this is the way it is.
But again,
you can use your own brain, background, and no different than what juries do at trial, is they bring your own common sense experience.
Right.
And then you decide.
Well, and again, like a red flag should be when you hear them all using the same terms. And all of a sudden, over, you know, days now, this has been going on for days, Donald Trump is being condemned. I mean, Eric Swalwell, who slept with a Chinese spy,
right,
you know, is saying stuff like, how hard should it be to denounce a white nationalist or an anti-Semite person? And then Dr. Brian Junedep tweeted a picture of Barack Obama with Louis Farrakhan like this and said, I don't know, maybe ask him. So that was kind of funny. Hey, is somebody wanting to comment there? No? Okay.
Me? Hey.
Oh. Hey, Barney.
Hey, Barn.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Julie. So let me go off on Kevin McCarthy. This is what's wrong with our party. So we're supposed to support an ass clown that kissed Liz Cheney's ass. I think he's probably going to get the votes. He's probably, and, you know, I was surprised when he's running around about the 87,000 agents. Well, you know, I have to call bullshit on that till it happens. But yeah, remember Affordable Care Act, McCarthy? We know how you and Scalise pulled your crap along with Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell wouldn't be so bad, but it sounds like he's gurgling on oatmeal. The guy needs to go, and he's not going to go. So, no. You know, give me a Republican that's going to tell these, you know, just tell us what it is. But it's really going to be hard to support this crap. And, you know, yeah, you guys go right ahead and go after Trump, not you. I'm right. Talking about the establishment. And by the way, I've tried to listen to your buddy Brockler. God, oh my. Hey, you know what? That was a kiss of death. Him piling on with Giltner. I like that. I think that guy was a good guy. He's a decent guy. What's his name? Giltner?
Kellner? You mean the yeah. Attorney John Kellner? John Kellner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ran for Attorney General. I think he's a super good guy, but God, that was a kiss of death having George Brockler in your in your corner. But I know he's your buddy.
I like George, but yeah, we disagree a lot.
There's not a nicer person on this planet great than George Brockler. And a great lawyer, but his politically is BS. Otter, he's left to center. He's left to center.
Yeah, so, well,
yeah,
I mean,
so let's just actually, go with that. Yeah.
It segues into something else that Chuck
wanted to talk. There's something wrong with DAs. Sorry.
That's okay. Something wrong with DAs?
Well, what I was going to say.
Uh-oh, the DAs have got him again.
The DAs have got you again.
Wrong with, well, first off, most lawyers, Chuck, you didn't have this problem. Say what? Oh, damn it. How about now? This piece of crap. Okay.
All right,
Ronnie. That's okay. See you, bye.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Thank you. Actually, and Sandra says, I only listen to Randy Corbin and Dr. Dunn on 710 anymore. That's correct. Well, that leads into something else. We can kind of switch gears here a little bit. Because although it's somewhat the same, again, because all we have to rely on, but it is like the Wizard of Oz. We've had the power all along, guys, and we still have the power. There are more of us than they are of them. But this and the conservative treehouse, a good story on what they call it, the Overton window. Mm-hmm. So now that Republicans are getting some control, what do they want to do? Give it away, apparently.
Yeah, that's the Overton window that, you know, Margaret Thatcher called it the socialist ratchet. Where you get a socialist government, the huge amount of government thing, then the conservatives take over and they do nothing.
Yeah.
They do absolutely nothing. Then the socialists come back in, crank it down, it's even more government. Conservatives come back in, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. And so it's and he said, you know, Thomas Massie, who I really like, and I think
he's a representative,
a lot of people,
right?
Yeah, from Kentucky. But he's a typical do-gooder.
Swamp creature.
Swamp creature. So he says, he comes out, wait to the new one.
But now that Republicans in January, they take control of the House.
Yes. He says, well, okay, to suspend the bill, you get to do it by majority vote. And they said, well, we should change that because that gives the party in power all the power.
Change power.
Yeah. So
power. We're Republicans.
Yeah. So he'll change it to, he'll take a 2/3 vote. Therefore, the Republicans won't be able to pass through things. And he always went there. This is how he said it. It's just for.
And you know, Schumer and Schiff are going, good idea. That's a great idea.
When Democrats are in power, they do everything to maximize their power and minimize the influence of their Republican opposition. Boy, you could see that under Nancy Pelosi. When Republicans are in power, they do everything to minimize their own power and maximize the power of the Democratic opposition, now in the minority.
That's what the conservative treehouse said.
That's exactly what it says.
So what this idiot is proposing is now that the Republicans are going to have control of the House by like about like 4 votes, right? Not very many, really. He says, rather than just have passed bills, which is the way Nancy Pelosi did it with a simple majority, right?
Right.
He wants to go ahead and change it so it takes 2/3 of the House, which they will never get, which means that they'll never be able to do anything. Now, you got to say, why would he want to do that? Here's the PSYOP skill, survival skill. Why would he want to do that? Again, because they don't want to have to pass anything that's going to hurt the new. I mean, they like the new liberal world order because the corporations are going to make a ton of money on it. Their donors are going to make a ton of money on it. They almost crush the people. I mean, and that's one way. We certainly wouldn't want any bills. Say maybe, for instance, a bill to get rid of the funding for all of those new IRS agents, right?
Right, right.
Or a bill to get rid of the funding for the phony investigations that they're going to be launching on Trump, right? We could defund that, but not if they pass this kind of bill, right? I guess it's not
said, in,
it's
a, in a way, a kidnapper process. Tells his two victims they will harm the other if they try to flee. Radical leftists slowly kill us by manipulating our love of country and constitution. We should no longer accept the baseline premise. Instead, we should change that dynamic by killing the kidnapper.
No.
Let's get on our high horse and fight against Mr. Massey. This comes the time to fix baronets. Fight dirty, fight ruthlessly, fight to survive. Fight like the third monkey on the ramp on Noah's Ark. Fight to win. And that's really true. We've got to change. We cannot just be kind of like, oh, no.
Republicans, yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, we can't. Oh, that would be, we can't do that. I mean, it's sad. I mean, because, you know, it's always saying in order to fight your enemy, you have to become your enemy. And it's true. I mean, if we keep on having, oh, we'll just have perfect elections where we lose by 10, 15, 20 points, and everybody go, oh, I guess the state's gone blue.
Well, as you said, now that they finally have power, they don't want to be responsible for anything. They don't want anyone to ask them to do anything, and they want to be able to blame the Democrats.
Well, we saw that in Obamacare,
right?
With good old John McCain.
Exactly. And again, the question is why do they want to do that? Because they have the power, right? Massey's already got power. He doesn't need any more power, and
he doesn't have a lot of power.
Well, but I mean, he's got he's on the top of the heap, so to speak, right?
He's not on top.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying, in the political world, he doesn't care about his constituents anymore. He doesn't.
No, but he's one of those weak people that kind of go, okay, I guess we shouldn't do anything that would hurt the other side.
By that, I think that it's corruption. I don't think it's
corrupt.
Stupidity.
He's not corrupt and he's not stupid, but it's going to, I'll just be the most wonderful of all.
Right.
I'll make sure we have no power.
I'll be bipartisan.
Yeah, I will. He's in bipartisan. Well, I'll change all the rules so they'll be in charge again. Yay.
Yeah. Which is totally dumb, which is good to know, because those are the kind of things, again, you got to pay attention to, right? Because then they're going to turn around and say, well, we can't do anything because of Democrats. And then you need to go backwards in time and say, well, why can't we? And so, I mean, I don't know. Do you think he's going to get that passed? Probably, right? Because
Democrats all vote for it.
Right, right. Well, and here's another thing, too, tying into all of this is, I know you guys, we've all been talking a lot about Elon Musk and Twitter. Actually, he's now saying he's going to release all of the internal documents and emails and files on some of the FBI discussions and the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story
great.
And stuff like that. Yeah. And so
it never happens, you know.
No.
Whether it's Trump or it's Elon Musk, we're going to do this, and then it never happens.
Well, in the meantime, though, so apparently now Apple has pulled its advertising from Twitter, and Apple is now threatening to ban Twitter from the Apple apps, right? Which means we couldn't get it on this computer, we couldn't get it on our phones. Elon Musk said, well, maybe he'll invent a new phone there. But again, that's how desperate they are to keep any kind of questions and to keep any kind of dissent from occurring, right? Going back to, that's why they hate Kanye West, because Kanye West won't bow down to them. And if you don't bow down to them, they need to break your back and break your knees so that you have to, basically, is I think what they're all after.
Well, I think people are coming to the realization that it doesn't matter what institution it is, it's against the people who are members of it. I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Sports becomes all political now. NBA, NFL, fight, raise some garbage. And whether college is now all left wing, I mean, there's nothing they haven't corrupted and destroyed. Nothing.
Right. Well, and we could talk briefly about, and I think on Wednesday, we're going to have Robert Spencer on to talk a little bit about what the heck is going on in China, by the way, which of course the White House, everybody is condemning Donald Trump for having dinner with Nick Fuentes, right? But it's totally okay that China is like literally locking people in apartments and buildings that then burn, right? Because they have COVID, right? I mean, nobody, that's cool. Nobody has any problems with that. The White House is like, well, you know, we want to be careful. We do have that deal through Hunter with the Chinese and stuff. We get a lot of money from them, so we have to be careful. I mean, that's ridiculous. But at the World Cup soccer games are going on right now, and some dimwit with the U.S. Soccer team started tweeting out a picture of Iran, the Iranian flag,
because we're playing Iran.
We're playing Iran tomorrow.
Tuesday,
yeah,
to see whether we go to the.
Move on or not.
Yeah, move on.
And so what they did is they put out a picture, but what they did is they left out the Islam Republic symbol, which is essentially, it'd be like leaving out the stars or something. Even more so, because it's a huge religious symbolism in the Iranian flag. And it means a lot, apparently, to the Iranian people.
Well,
some of the Iranian people. Well, and so they left that out. right? I'm not sure what the thinking was there, but they let
out. The guy said what it was.
To be in solidarity.
In solidarity with Iranian women, which he really, really cared about.
Yeah. I mean, so then, and so as you can imagine, the Iranians are a little bit PO'd about that whole thing, right? And so they're protesting. They want the Americans. They're citing rules, the soccer rules that say, hey, look, you can't, you can't diminish or disrespect another country like that. Now, meantime, then there was a news conference today for, the American soccer team, and the Iranian, and good for them, the Iranian journalist hijacked it and basically said, what on earth are you people lecturing us about? You know, why are you disrespecting us? And the poor soccer player and the coach were like, yeah, like actually we didn't. And then they kept calling it Iran. And he said, you can't even say your country's name right. And he apologized for that. But then they said, actually, yeah, we didn't even know about that. We had nothing to do with that. Somebody else did that. And, again, it's some wokester decides to completely disrespect.
Well, the U.S. soccer team, when they played England did the knee for, against racism or whatever it was. And the U.S. soccer team didn't. And so then they get some little 23-year-old in the administrative, I know, I'll support Iranian women by taking the symbol off their flag.
About that, I mean, here this is an international competition, right? At the very least, their mothers should have taught the Americans to play nice with the other side, whether you like them or not, right? The other side, the Iranian people, or the Iranian government is the Iranian government. You may not like what they do. You don't have to visit there. And if you really don't want to play them, then don't play them if you think they're so awful. But to somehow think that we're little wokesters here in the United States, we can go ahead and disrespect and treat poorly other nations just because they don't go along with our own little wokester ideology. I mean, that's just, it goes actually kind of against the whole point of the competition.
It's a pretty awful administration, incredibly impressive, depressive. But then again, if you took 90% of the countries, that fit that same moan.
The Biden administration, I think we're besties now, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right.
Give them money and stuff like that. So maybe the little wokester in the soccer team should take write the Biden administration and say, hey, why are we supporting this horrible regime? But instead, no, they're going to take it out on an Iranian soccer team and then cause this little international thing. This is from, Barney, I agree with you here on this, Barney, too. I hope the Iranian team wins. Exactly. The Iranian team, as the Americans would call it. It's insanity. This is from Charlene. He calls them Iranians.
I know.
From Charlene, are we getting the COVID China news from CNN and Fox? Shel Atkison told us whatever we get from the mainstream media is tailored to the globalist agenda. Sure. I agree. Yeah. Barney says 100% with Sandra, but no, I absolutely agree. I think it's become worse lately as, Donald Trump has announced his candidacy. So there is, Fox, except I think for maybe the talk show hosts, has become all out. Well, first, what it's doing is it's dumbing down, I think, its website, right? Like you said, it's sort of like, Star reveals, what was the big story today?
That it's all clickbait.
She didn't Photoshop her kids' abs in the Thanksgiving picture. It's like, what? Of all the world going on in the news right now, that's what they put on their front news page. But I think they don't like Trump, and it is because, and again, it's not Trump, it's us they don't like. And Trump emboldens us.
Can you imagine their terror if people thought for themselves, if there's no gatekeepers, and they say, me, God, those morons are thinking for themselves. That would be awful. The world would be an awful, awful place without us gatekeepers. And so they're desperate to keep us under tow.
Right.
And under their control and under their aegis.
And they do it in any number of ways, right? It was kind of funny. We had when Randy Corcoran said his email from Trump inviting him to Mar-a-Lago for the campaign announcement was sent to a spam. There have been tons of stories about that, how Google and Gmail deliberately suppress Republican-oriented emails, right? They send them to spam, right? I mean, that's not an accident. When I try to post our show sometimes, I would say probably 50% of the time, Google won't let me post it on our little Google thing, right? Because it violates the community standards. So Stephen is saying, or Charlene says, is Stephen Crowder legit? Sandra says, yes, Char, Stephen Crowdy is a good young guy. Reminds me of my sons. I think Stephen Crowder is a former Fox reporter, right? Yeah. I think he is. Charlene, I got to admit, I don't listen to him a lot, but I like what I like about him. Louder with Crowder. He reminds me a little bit of sort of more politically oriented Joe Rogan in that He doesn't seem to back down, and he's kind of got a sense of humor. He does those funny things where he says, change my mind, and he lets college students make themselves look stupid, you know. But I think he's been banned from everything pretty much, right? I'm not sure you can get him on YouTube anymore, but he's on Rumble, Louder with Crowder, it's called. And I think he is legit. I don't listen to him all that much. Joe Rogan, like I said, I think is legit in that he asks the questions and he's not afraid.
Yeah, no, he is afraid. He proved he was afraid. He was apologizing all over the place for some crossing some line that people didn't like. And he said, I'm sorry.
So Barney is, where is Crowder? It's called Louder with Crowder, and it's C-R-O-W-D-E-R. You can get him on Rumble. And you know what you could do is subscribe. Subscribe to us too, and then you get the emails, but then you get the notice. But you know, again, all the effort that's being made to shut up Elon Musk, and sometimes I worry anymore. They don't want the information to get out. They don't want people like all of us to say, wait a minute, how can Trump be a white nationalist if he had an African-American Kanye West to his house? Mm-hmm. And how can he be an anti-Semite if his family members are Jewish? You know, they don't want people asking that. They don't want people pointing that out.
No, they want your betters. And I can tell you, the New York Times is going crazy, because the New York Times, because it's behind a paywall, places like Real Clear Politics have taken them off their thing. You know,
right?
People don't, you know, why point us to an article that either we already subscribe to it behind a payroll wall or not? And so now their influence is just shrinking and shrinking, and along with the Washington Post,
right?
And along with Marshall Zellinger.
Well, and they've screwed themselves, because they're so unpopular anymore. No one is subscribing to them and paying to get it. So they are relying on their digital subscription. So they need the paywall. So on the one hand, if they get rid of the paywall, so more people read them, then they make less money. And you know, again, you
and
know,
that's why they
Jeff
have
Bezos owns a Washington Post. I mean, he doesn't care.
Well, but there are other ones, like The Atlantic, Vox, various other ones that are set up, paid for by lefties to lose money just to be able to get out their left-wing views and make us think, oh, that's right, that's right. Yeah, sure.
Well, and again, it's just so easy to get caught up, because as I started out the show, I saw myself thinking, oh, that was stupid of Trump to have Kanye West and not know who Nick Fuentes was. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. You're buying into the psyops. Number one, what white nationalist is a meaningless term that they throw out at any. Candace Owens, it was also African-American, is a white nationalist, right? It's a term they throw out against anybody, and now they can call them domestic terrorists because they're white nationalists, and that's violence, and now they can throw them in jail. I mean, that's, I think, kind of what their end goal is, but in terms of silencing people. But I do worry about Twitter, because you know, they don't seem to be letting up. Apple, according to Elon Musk, right? This isn't just like Twitter rumors. Elon Musk himself says Apple's pulled most of its advertising and is threatening, is starting to make censorship requirements of Elon Musk and Twitter, or also going to start banning it from the app. Remember, they do that with Parler, crushed Parler, right? When Twitter back when Twitter initially banned Trump, and then so everybody started going to Parler. And then they pulled Parler from all of the app stores. Now they finally put it back on, but they made him agree to the censorship things. And again, you look at the kind of money that big tech throws at politicians, Republicans and Democrats, right? And do you think that they're going to change any of the rules regarding the big tech monopolies? No, they're not, right?
No, but they are terrified that the inmates are going to escape the asylum.
Right.
And they'll be beyond their control, as that old Bob Dylan song went. They'll be beyond your control.
And here's some other comments we can read. Crowder is also on YouTube. Oh, good. Although Dr. Donna, sometimes he gets pulled from YouTube every so often. You know, YouTube, they give you a certain period of time if you behave yourself. But so not always there. Let's see. Okay. Oh, this is from Charlene. Charlene, this is good. You could, China is part of BRICS. The West is trying to take them down. BRICS is sort of an alternative. It's the non-Western and American and European countries have sort of formed their own little economic alliance, I guess is one way to put it.
Yes, Brazil, I forget what the R is, and I is Iran, but it's BRICS and Russia.
Right, exactly. And they're adding Iran and Saudi Arabia. The World Economic Forum and the Biden cabal, which is not the United States of America, although they control all three branches, has already picked up Brazil, witnessed millions of people in the streets of Brazil protesting on stolen elections. You won't see that on CNN. Uh-uh. The West has China on its list to foment revolution, increase chaos, like they took down the Mideast one country at a time. We see through the mainstream media what we are supposed to see, what they want us to see. I worry about China COVID lockdown after we get the 1-6 ralliers going out of lockdown, building sympathy for people of China like they did for Ukraine. Oh, okay. This is BRICS: Brazil, Russia, India, China.
South Africa.
I think some of the which kind of makes you wonder why all of a sudden has Biden decided to allow American companies to start drilling in Venezuela again.
He loves
it. You got to wonder what's up with that. But anyway, that's kind of wrapping it up, unless anybody has any other comments. I stole the term from Matt Dunn, but PSYOPs, survival skills, we need to use them. Just like, if we were in a little war and you needed to teach yourself survival skills, to make it through the wilderness, whatever it is. Maybe we're in the wilderness now, and we need survival skills. And the thing is they're not tricky. They're not hard. It's just common sense and just having a questioning mind. And when you hear the same thing repeated from all over the place thrown at you, and then in particular when you see people crushed for saying, well, wait a minute, then you know that you're right, and you know that they're feeding you the big lie, and they're going to call you the misinformation. And anytime they say you're providing misinformation, one hopeful note though, I have one more thing to say. There is hope. I've said this before, in the younger generation, I listen to the stuff that Rev has on TikTok. And he's 11, so it's not too scary yet. And mostly it's video game stuff. But the kids there
little does she know.
They have a very unique common sense approach to stuff and a sense of humor that I think has been missing for generations, right? Right. He was listening to a TikTok thing today, and it was an interview with some influencer. And he says, well, what's your deal? And he goes, I put up misinformation day in and day out on TikTok. He goes, I try to put out 3 or 4 good videos of misinformation a day. I mean, it was just sarcasm, right? That's all they talk about. So I think the kids growing up now are going to be well armed. They're learning their survival skills literally in the trenches growing up, right? I think they learned through COVID that they cannot trust the adults. Well, and so,
nice thing from Sandra. Fun show. Thank you. And a special thanks to BBS Radio.
We're great. Wednesday, we're going to have Robert Spencer on to talk about China. And then this whole, the whole soccer snafu with it. We'll see if the Iranians win or not. Thank you to everybody on Zoom. Thank you to our sponsors, the great guys at BBS.
Everybody who commented in and called in, and Barney and everybody.
Exactly.
We'll see you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday.
Bye-bye.